北京市西城区2012年初三英语一模试题听力考试现在开始。请打开试卷第一页。请看听力理解部分。一、听对话，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片。每段对话读两遍。
Number 1. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It will be sunny and good for camping.
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It will be sunny and good for camping. Number 2. What does Peter do?
He is a cook.
What does Peter do?
He is a cook.
Number 3. My dear, what would you like for lunch?
I would like dumplings.
My dear, what would you like for lunch?
I would like dumplings.Number 4. What present will you prepare for your mother's birthday?
I am going to buy her some flowers.
What presents will you prepare for your mother's birthday?
I am going to buy her some flowers.
Number 2. 听对话或独白。根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三个选项中选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
Hello, Julie. Have you been to the new sports center?
Not yet. Is it good?
Yes, it's great. You can do a lot of sports. I played tennis there last Thursday.
What about swimming?
There is a very good swimming pool, too. Do you want to go with me next week?
Sure. Any day is okay.
Well, why don't we go on Saturday?
Great. Where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the gate of our school.Hello, Julie. Have you been to the new sports center?
Not yet. Is it good?
Yes, it's great. You can do a lot of sports. I played tennis there last Thursday.
What about swimming?
There is a very good swimming pool, too. Do you want to go with me next week?
Sure. Any day is okay.
Well, why don't we go on Saturday?
Great.Where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the gate of our school.
My goodness, I just can't work out my math problem. It's too difficult for me.
Calm down, Susan.I always tell you never to lose heart when you face difficulties.
I know, Dad, but how come you are always so hopeful? Haven't you had any trouble?
Of course I have. Everyone has their own troubles, but first you have to keep a cool mind.
Well, but it's hard.
Believing in yourself is the most important thing for one's success.Keep this in mind, and then you can make something of yourself.
All right, Dad, I got it. I'll try to work it out. My goodness, I just can't work out my math problem. It's too difficult for me.
Calm down, Susan. I always tell you never to lose heart when you face difficulties.
I know, Dad, but how come you are always so helpful? Haven't you had any trouble?
Of course I have. Everyone has their own troubles. But first, you have to keep a cool mind.
Well, but it's hard.
Believing in yourself is the most important thing for one's success. Keep this in mind, and then you can make something of yourself.
All right, Dad. I got it. I'll try to work it out. Hello, David. Nice to see you.
Hi, Rose. Haven't seen you for a long time.
I've just come back from Canada. I was helping in a research program, and I stayed in a town near Toronto for 2 months.
Oh, how nice. How did the program go?
Quite well. And I'm going back in March to continue.
Did you enjoy your stay in Canada?
Yes. The people there are very nice. Besides, the people I worked with are very friendly and helpful.
Did you travel a lot there?
No, we were very busy, trying to finish the first part of the program before Christmas. But my friends took me to quite a few parties, and I'll never forget the big Christmas dinner and the fun we had.
You certainly had a great time.
Hello, David. Nice to see you.
Hi, Rose. Haven't seen you for a long time.
I've just come back from Canada. I was helping in a research program, and I stayed in a town near Toronto for 2 months.
Oh, how nice. How did the program go?
Quite well. And I'm going back in March to continue.
Did you enjoy your stay in Canada?
Yes. The people there are very nice. Besides, the people I worked with are very friendly and helpful.
Did you travel a lot there?
No, we were very busy, trying to finish the first part of the program before Christmas. But my friends took me to quite a few parties, and I'll never forget the big Christmas dinner and the fun we had.
You certainly had a great time.
请听一段对话，完成第十一至第十三小题。
Congratulations! Finally, you did it. It was a really hard match.
Thank you. You know, I almost lost the match because I was so nervous.
Really? But you looked relaxed enough.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that.
Now, your dream has come true. You've become one of the best ping pong players. How do you feel about it?
Excited, but I know it's hard to win all the time. So for me, trying hard is more important.
Well, next question. Could you tell me why you love ping pong so much, but not other sports such as basketball or football?
Actually, I began playing it with my parents as a little boy. I loved the fun and the feeling it brought me, and I will never forget that.
Thank you for your time and hope you will do even better in the next match. Congratulations! Finally, you did it. It was a really hard match.
Thank you. You know, I almost lost the match because I was so nervous.
Really? But you looked relaxed enough.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that.
Now, your dream has come true. You've become one of the best ping pong players. How do you feel about it?
Excited, but I know it's hard to win all the time. So for me, trying hard is more important.
Well, next question. Could you tell me why you love ping pong so much, but not other sports such as basketball or football?
Actually, I began playing it with my parents as a little boy. I loved the fun and the feeling it brought me, and I will never forget that.
Thank you for your time and hope you will do even better in the next match. How many of you drink cola? Nearly everyone. Did you know that cola started out not as a soft drink, but as a kind of medicine for headaches back in the late 1800s? John S. Pemberton, a doctor from Atlanta, had done many experiments for many months trying to find a treatment for the common headache. He worked in his home, putting different oils together and heating them until he found something that seemed to have a good effect on headaches. He bottled the medicine and began selling it in drugstores. The customers had to add water to it before drinking. Then, how did cola go from being a medicine to a soft drink? That came about quite by accident. One day, a patient who had a headache came into a drugstore. He asked for a bottle of cola. He wanted to take it right away, so he asked the shop assistant to add some water to the medicine while he waited. But there was no hot water at the store. The shop assistant suggested using soda water instead. The customer agreed. After drinking it, the customer said it tasted wonderful. From then on, it began to become more popular. Today, cola is sold in most countries around the world, and although it is no longer used to treat headaches, it is still very popular and fills people with energy. How many of you drink cola? Nearly everyone. Did you know that cola started out not as a soft drink, but as a kind of medicine for headaches back in the late 1800s? John S. Pemberton, a doctor from Atlanta, had done many experiments for many months trying to find a treatment for the common headache. He worked in his home, putting different oils together and heating them until he found something that seemed to have a good effect on headaches. He bottled the medicine and began selling it in drugstores. The customers had to add water to it before drinking. Then, how did cola go from being a medicine to a soft drink? That came about quite by accident. One day, a patient who had a headache came into a drugstore. He asked for a bottle of cola. He wanted to take it right away, so he asked the shop assistant to add some water to the medicine while he waited. But there was no hot water at the store. The shop assistant suggested using soda water instead. The customer agreed. After drinking it, the customer said it tasted wonderful. From then on, it began to become more popular. Today, cola is sold in most countries around the world, and although it is no longer used to treat headaches, it is still very popular and fills people with energy.
三，听对话，记录关键信息。对话读两遍。请根据所听到的对话内容和提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在答题卡的相应位置上。
Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, can I rent a car here?
Yes, certainly, sir. For how long would you like the car?
For 5 days, starting tomorrow morning.
All right. That's from Monday to Friday. What kind of car would you like? I've got a Nissan and a Ford Fiesta. Which would you like?
A Ford Fiesta. How much will it cost?
The cost every day is $35. And it includes everything.
Good. Well, can I do the paperwork now so we can save time tomorrow?
Certainly. I'll just need to fill out this form with your information. First, what's your name?
Tom Parker. P-A-R-K-E-R.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
That's 397-5893. Anything else?
I need to look at your driver's license.
Here you are. When can I pick the car up?
At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is Monday morning.
That's fine. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, can I rent a car here?
Yes, certainly, sir. For how long would you like the car?
For 5 days, starting tomorrow morning.
All right. That's from Monday to Friday. What kind of car would you like? I've got a Nissan and a Ford Fiesta. Which would you like?
A Ford Fiesta. How much will it cost?
The cost every day is $35, and it includes everything.
Good. Well, can I do the paperwork now, so we can save time tomorrow?
Certainly. I'll just need to fill out this form with your information. First, what's your name?
Tom Parker. P-A-R-K-E-R.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
That's 397-5893. Anything else?
I need to look at your driver's license.
Here you are. When can I pick the car up?
At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is Monday morning.
That's fine. Thank you.
My pleasure.
听力考试到此结束。